So when we face problems in our workplace from other people, so should we just focus on changing our response, or should we also try to do something to change them? Yes, certainly. We want to improve the situation, and usually if we look at the problems in our life, we can broadly classify those problems into three categories. We can call them as direct action problems, indirect action problems, and no action problems. So direct action means, you know, say people don't take me seriously because I don't keep my word, because I don't come on time, I don't deliver my promises. So then if I want people to take me seriously, then I need to change myself. That is a direct action problem, where we get people take us more seriously when we take our own word and our commitment seriously. Second is indirect action problem. Indirect action problems means that everybody is independent and we can't change their behavior, but we can try to at least help them in changing themselves. See, the door to personal change has a key that can be opened only from inside. That means no one can force anyone to change. We can only inspire others to change. We can only help others to change if they want to change. But still, sometimes some people may just be ignorant. They may not realize that by the way they are behaving, am I audible behind? So, by the way they are behaving, how they are creating trouble for others, they may not be aware of it itself. So communication is important, and with whom we communicate, how we communicate, that's sensitive, not judgmental. You are so irresponsible and you create so much trouble for me. Now, as soon as we make a value judgment, you are so irresponsible. I'm not irresponsible. But rather than giving a judgment about a behavior, we just tell the behavior. When you say that you will do it and you're not able to do it, when you don't do it, it creates so much problem for you. See, value judgment means there are facts which people can't deny. Facts are facts. But when we give a value judgment to the facts, then that creates a battlefield. So we just focus on the facts and try to communicate in an effective way. So often people change. So certainly communication is our responsibility. We can't assume. Some people say, you know, especially in close relationships, we may say that, you know, if you loved me, you would have understood what I'm feeling. No, people are not omniscient. People are not omniscient. It is our responsibility to communicate what we are feeling. So communication is important. But sometimes there will be situations where there are no action problems. I mean, some people are just the way they are. So then we have to decide what to deal with it. Yes, sometimes some problems are troubling, but they are not unbearable. You just have to live with it. But sometimes some problem may be too much of troubling, then we may have to change our situation. That's what I meant to walk away from the situation. But in all situations, communication is important. And Krishna tells us how to communicate. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam jayati, says. Anudvega karam vakyam, non-agitating. Speak in a way that is non-agitating. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam jayati. Speak truthfully, but speak in a palatable way that is beneficial for others. So if we speak in an agitating way, then we worsen the problem. But we try to be sensitive, respectful, and objective basically, not judgmental. Then often communication does help in resolving a lot of problems.